It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 203.
Wow.
You know, it feels like we just did this. So I kind of just call it off. Never mind.
It's like we every probably, week. I know.
Yeah. I just got this feeling like really, we just did an episode.
Yeah.
So
everything is like that in life now with my work. It's like I got through that. And then it's like, oh, I'm doing this thing. Again. This is nothing.
Dude, it's getting disturbing how fast time goes for me, like because I put Phoebe to bed every night. We have our little routine. It's the best.
Yeah,
but every time we start doing our routine, which involves, you know, she likes to turn on and off the lights of the, you know, different rooms we go into, we brush her teeth, we do all this stuff. It's the best, my favorite thing. But every time we do it, I'm like, we just did this was 1 minute ago. And like, yeah. I my life feels like a It feels like the Groundhog Day montage where over and over, like the day, you know, different day, different day, different day, different day. Like, that's what it is. And I'm probably in my mid-50s now. Like, I just don't even...
Yeah.
It fucking sucks. God. Why isn't time... Well, I don't... But at the same time, I don't know if I want time to feel longer, because that sucks, too.
Yeah. I don't want that.
I don't want that. I want some way that it doesn't... Like, it's not instantly over and also not... taking long. I don't know. Somebody come up. Scientists come up with something.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, man. I forgot.
Well,
anyway, today's episode is mostly going to be understanding the self-employed 401k. We're going to break down every possible angle.
The only way Sam has time to record is if he just combines it with the work he has to do. Like, he'll just read statutes and regulations. And
yeah, I have to figure out how to do this 401k, dude, and that's mostly what I'm interested in.
Kind of reminding me of that, or rather kind of branching off of that, I had a quick thought. It's almost nothing, but just speaking of...
quick thought.
Freaking mystery man. Quick thought. Related to, like, you know, how complicated that kind of crap can be. I just realized, let's see, what is it? San Diego, maybe? Somebody's making a new stadium. And when I say San Diego, I mean, of course... the LA Chargers can't. Every other team that moved, I'm fine with it, and I can say it, you know, like the LA Rams, that's cool. The Vegas Golden Knights got used to that instantly. For some reason, the fucking Chargers, who I'm not a fan of or anything, I can't get it into my head that they're in LA now. It doesn't, it's weird.
Yep.
I can't remember. I mean, you're more into the sports and you're probably up with it, but like, I just... Every time I see it on the screen, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Every time. It's been, what, 2 years?
I still think the Rams are in St. Louis.
That one, for some, I think because they used to be the LA Rams, for some reason my brain was already like a little bit, you know, like it had a little bit of a priming for that. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, they're the LA Rams.
I still think the Thrashers are in Atlanta.
Yeah. I think
there's so many non-existent Dodgers hockey teams from like 10 years ago. It's
weird. That's weird because it's right after I got into hockey, basically, or right before I got into hockey. So like I hear all these teams, I'm like, I don't even remember that. But it was because I started following it right after. But anyway, what I was going to say is I think the Chargers are building a new stadium or somebody is. Okay. The Chargers.
Or the Rams are maybe. The Rams and Chargers are going to share it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I saw their game, which actually... was a good game. It's the last game I ever would think I would care about, and I don't watch much football because I'm just my.
It's not fun.
The final culmination, the end of my caring about football was when, you know, my dynasty lifetime player that I was excited for, the, you know, as a running back. So good, maybe five, six, seven
two,
years.
3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Kareem Hunt, you know, did Kareem Hunt. So that's all gone. Fucking football. I already wasn't even caring about football to begin with. But anyway, yeah. I saw this Chargers game, Chargers in Pittsburgh, and I watched like most of it. Actually, really good game, weirdly. And like, I love when Sandy, when there's a team that I hate more than the Chargers, then it's kind of weird because I actually was rooting for them because I hate Pittsburgh probably most of virtually any team, and they won. So that was cool. But the whole point of this is they showed the construction of the new stadium. And I was just thinking as they showed it, I was like, that's not possible. There's actually no way that that could ever happen.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
There, imagine how many different fucking parts and like different projects and different layers and levels and fucking phases of the stadium are. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
How do they even do it? How do we not marvel every day when you see the, and there's actually a lot of new construction in Sacramento lately around the, like the new arena, you know, like we kind of saw that you drive by that and you see that being built and it's like, what? No way. That's not happening.
Yeah.
But like, how the fuck nobody talks about, how do they do it? It's like there's wizards in charge of our society or part of our society. And we don't even think about it. Like somehow they coordinate all the different, like the wiring, the plumbing, the fucking, all the phases of it, somebody's keeping all that shit together. Like whoever is the, you know, main project leader on that somehow is keeping, they never do it wrong. You know, like that I know of, you know, like maybe in other countries or something, but you don't hear a whole lot about like, oh yeah, they tried to build the roof first and it just collapsed. They're in midair. And then they realized like, you know, like a cartoon and then they fell. You don't hear that. It's unbelievable the complexity that must be involved in that kind of thing. Like, it's not possible. I think it was aliens. Like, you know how they think the aliens did the pyramids? I think the aliens are still doing all of construction. That's my theory.
Yeah, I always think of that about that with science. Well, I think we said this before, but it's amazing how with human stuff, it's all little steps over time that people learned and improved. But if they all disappeared right now, and it was we'd be like fucked. The world was wiped out, and we're like, hey, who's going to build our football stadium? Yeah, like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, like, we got some sticks here. We could probably.
Yeah. The first rebuilt football stadium would be an absolute joke. Like, you go in and the whole thing would collapse and die instantly.
Yeah, be like, tell you what, let's just do lawn chairs. Do we still have those? Let's just chairs in a field. We'll just do that.
That would be fascinating. If you took geniuses, like, they were geniuses in other fields, like any other thing that wasn't related to, like, construction of something.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, you guys build a stadium. You know nothing about anything related to this. How shitty of a stadium you built. Like, it would be a joke. And then they just have to do that for hundreds of years. And
because the processes are what has gotten so smart over the years. Like, somebody, it's not like anybody doing it is probably a genius or anything right now. It's like they've got a checklist, you know, they've got all the stuff they've done over the years. They've got a bunch of buildings that collapsed throughout the centuries and, you know, different reasons stuff went wrong. And
millions of people died.
And you collect it.
It's not only that. I think there's like an overseer type of company. Yeah. And then there's a billion little
different contractors.
Contractors that do all the different parts. Like,
and
no
like,
one
I'm
guy
comfortable,
knows anything.
And again, I'm comfortable with that with a house. Like, I get, okay, a house, you know, you got to do this part. But with a fucking stadium like that, it's like, oh my God, it's unbelievable. There's so much stuff. It's amazing. Anyway, I just thought of that. What you had something that you were.
I got a great story for everybody. Awesome. Man, I didn't even tell you about it. It happened last night. So I think I've said many a times that my wife is not, she's American, but she wasn't born here and her family is here now, but wasn't born here. And so there's always some interesting cultural things going on with that. And, one of them is that, well, actually this has nothing to do with anyone's culture, but her grandma. One of her grandmas is still alive, and she's not even that old. She's like 80-something, but she had a birthday.
I feel like that's how old our parents are.
I know, like 80? They have – some people just have kids when they're like 20, and then their kids have kids when they're 20. If you do that, it's like you could be a grandma when you're 60, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't
make
sense.
No, you could
be
a grandma at like 40. 41.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, because if she was 60, then she would be way older than that now, you know, her my wife's grandma. But anyway. So she's not that old, but she is really old. But they do like a family, you know, the grandma, every time her grandma has had a birthday, it's like, you know, whatever, she's got four kids. So all the families come to her birthday dinner. It's not just like the ones that live here. Like there's ones in the Bay Area. They, for some reason, they drive from the Bay Area to go to like the worst restaurant in the history of restaurants. They eat this. Not only that, it's the same exact restaurant with the same exact meal every time, which I thought about making fun of.
Yeah.
I would just go to McDonald's every time for my birthday. So that part I get. But there was a couple of funny observations I made because I drove down there. I was working, but I was, you know, my wife was like, can you come? You haven't come for like 6 years, which is true. And so that was part of the weird thing is I hadn't seen a lot of these people for, I don't know, it might have been 10 years. Yeah. And a lot of these people when I met my wife were like babies, like literal babies. Wow. And I remember like holding them as babies or like they were, you know, 2 or 3 years old. And then some of them were like 10, you know, all different ages. But I can't even remember the last time I saw a lot of these people.
Yeah.
And last time they saw me, I was, you know, like some punk 20-something year old or whatever. So I was like, yeah, that'll be fine, whatever. And I drove down there, and on the way there, I noticed something funny, which is that down in this area, when a lot of Chinese and Japanese, Vietnamese people, I guess, I don't know when they probably first came here a long time ago, but a lot came in after, what was it, like Vietnam? Was it after Vietnam, a lot of people?
Maybe.
I don't know. There was a bunch of events.
Some war, something.
I don't know. A lot of people from Asia came over here, and they somehow, I guess it's probably true everywhere, they kind of concentrate in, you know, like Chinatown. There's all those. They all like came to certain areas, a lot of them, to live. And it's still kind of like that down in the pocket Freeport area. You never lived around there, huh?
No.
Anyway, it's funny to me because I was driving to where this restaurant is, and it's just a Chinese restaurant. But it's like real, you know, Chinese people, Chinese mm-hmm. restaurant. And like the banks have like Chinese symbols and everything. Yeah. And it's funny to me because like, I bet you anything, her grandma like just went to all the Chinese businesses because they don't know, you know, like if you went to some new country and it wasn't ours at all, you'd go to like the English bank. You know,
yeah,
you wouldn't even know. Like, obviously. I don't know, they might be ripping me off. But yeah, I'm
every
still
time we
go to
France, it's like, oh, please speak English, please speak English.
Yeah,
and some of them have like the menus in English and this whatever. You just do that because
yeah, you would. I'm not saying they did anything wrong, but it's weird because I drove from where I live, and it's, you know, not any of that really. Yeah. And then I was thinking like, well, I wonder if like any of these businesses could, because the Chinese food place that we ate at is the worst food I've ever had. The service is awful. And like the place is a dump, but they don't have to. Like, I think you could just be like, if you were the first bank that opened up in an area where you're like, oh, there's a lot of Chinese people here, we'll just make a Chinese bank, and it doesn't even matter what we do. People are going to come here.
It's just a rip-off bank ever. Like, most people just lose their entire fortunes in
it. They'd still go there.
Yeah.
And we'd probably do the same thing. Yeah. Anyway, I was laughing about that. I'm not really laughing, but it's funny that it's been, you know, it's 2018.
Well, the reason is, if you go to a place where no one speaks English as an English speaker, it's fucking hell. Like, it's unbelievable.
It's
just
scary,
like, oh
too.
My God, I'm an idiot and everybody else is not an idiot. I'm just the only fucking more. And even though it's not true, like, it's just a different language, you can't help but instantly feel like, oh, I'm the wrong. Everything about me is wrong.
Yeah. Or they're ripping you off because you don't know what they're saying. Like, it's hard to judge a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking in, or when you can't speak their language, how would you judge, like, this is, seems like a person who's giving me the right advice? Or, like, you wouldn't, there's no way. You wouldn't be able to tell. So that was interesting that still it's that area is still kind of like that. Like, it's everything's still really like that, you know, like in a lot of, I'm sure a lot of cities is like, here's where all these people like to live a lot. And here's where these people, it doesn't really mix very well unless it's, you know, maybe downtown. I don't know. Maybe it's better. But anyway, so I hadn't driven that area for so long. And I was like, oh, it's exactly the same. Everyone's still trying to keep everything separate. And so then we went to this Chinese restaurant that I've been to 15 times. Every time somebody in the family has a birthday, we go there. And they like it because they do you've never had the pleasure of sitting down for a authentic Chinese meal where they do the whole like fish, full fish and chicken feet and all that stuff. Actual chicken. I've watched people eating chicken feet last night.
That's not an edible thing.
Yeah, I don't know. They love it.
Like, do they
love it.
Do they eat some like paper clips after that? Or, like, that's not food.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I was trying to think what our equivalent would be. I almost thought.
It would,
what?
I don't know. Is there an equivalent? I'll tell you. Okay.
It would be like, we wouldn't do this, of course, but you could see us doing this possibly, where like you would come over for, you know, watch the Super Bowl or whatever, and our family comes over, and I bring out like the Costco pretzels, like that giant bag that Dad got for $4.
Yeah.
Like people would.
Hold on. This is.
I got to explain.
Trying to think of what the joke is. Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So we're eating our pretzels, and then we eat a chicken or something. What's the.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody else would come over and be like, why are you eating $4 gigantic shit pretzels from Costco? You don't have to eat that anymore. Like, it's not. There's
what's
everything
the worst
on earth
pretzel?
Is better. Than
the that. Worst pretzel is a pretzel. I don't understand.
I know, yes, but still.
It's, I don't. I know. I can't think of an equivalent. It has to be some. Yeah, let's see. Because it's weird. It's just a cultural thing where they eat every fucking part of the weird thing that Americans don't usually eat, right?
Yeah, probably because it's like, you know, there's a lot of cultures that have.
Yeah, they come from a place with a bajillion people and not enough food, probably.
Well, even like chitlins or whatever, like in the South, there's like, you know, there's certain things where that's what they had to eat for generations because they would never get like the good food because they were being, you know, exploited and
abused. It's probably like there's some of that in the U.S. around the Great Depression, you know, like you'll hear, my parents or my grandparents were Depression era, whatever, and they would do such and such. It's kind of like that, I guess.
That's what it is. Yeah, they just.
But like, we don't do that anymore.
No, I know. My friend has the greatest line of all time. It's totally disrespectful and rude, but he was like, "We call that garbage. Like, that's the garbage that we throw away." Like,
it's kind of true though. Like fish feet,
it is,
I'm not gonna eat a fish feet. I just said chicken feet or fish feet, either one. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not eating the foot of any animal ever.
No animal foot.
No, animal feet.
I'm interested in eating.
Yeah.
But it is weird because if you really looked at it from like, you know.
Oh, no, I thought of the American equivalent. It's kale.
Yeah, yeah.
Like some extremely like, no, it'd have to be like some extreme health food. Really? Damn. I was trying to think like a health, it's like the opposite. It would have to be something that's like supposed to be healthy, but doesn't even give you, you know, like fill you up or whatever. You know what I mean? It would be like that, like going out of our way, like a pain in the ass food that's not even doesn't even do anything for you kind of thing. Because it's the opposite of like, oh, we eat this because it has good nutrition or not good nutrition, but it's got calories and we need the protein and we need the whatever, you know, it'd be like,
yeah,
that.
No, I think it's more like the pretzels where it's something that when we had, that's all we could afford to eat was that shitty bag of pretzels. And so we think it's good because we just ate it forever. So
I'm not with you on this. Those pretzels are fine. There's nothing wrong.
They're disgusting. How many times have you bought those pretzels since you left home?
Never.
Never. Yeah. You wouldn't. If you ate them now, see, this is what's happening. You're imagining 8-year-old
you. Pretzels are, they're fine.
Nah.
Pretzels
they're like, are pretzels. They're dust. They're made of like.
Oh man! Now
erasers.
That you say that,
yeah, they're disgusting. They have salt on them, which is maybe
yeah,
the thing that you would remember tasting.
That's 60% of the. Of
they're
it.
Sawdust and salt. That's what this thing got. Anyway.
Again, I'm not hearing the issue, but okay.
Yeah, exactly. I've sawdust point proven.
Okay.
But anyway, but what I was going to say is funny is like we have to have everything like we have to have McDonald's. Well, first off, we have to have a billion chickens crammed into tiny.
Yeah.
Spaces where they're
well,
murdered,
they do.
Abused.
To be fair, that's where the chicken feet are coming from too.
Yeah, probably. But back when they ate the chicken feet, it was because they probably raised like four chickens, and then we're like, we got to eat every last piece of this chicken.
Right. Do they eat the feathers or?
No, they're not edible.
Oh! I'm the asshole for wondering whether or not they eat the feathers.
I was just my mind quickly imagined how you like a fork with a plate of feathers. Like, how would you? There's no way to eat feathers. You'd have to grab them by the handful and just like stuff them in your mouth.
God,
anyway,
that would be the worst.
No,
that'd be almost as bad as eating the feet. That'd be like just about the same.
Yeah. But anyway, they actually like we have to have McDonald's. like take the meat and then like mold it into something else, yeah, and then put that inside of a sandwich and process
it. To be squeezed into a what do you call it? Like a I was gonna say a stencil, but yeah, like a molding that's not even, it's not related to what it was. The shape is in no way related to where it came from.
That's what my wife is right. Like, cause they also bring a chicken. This is part of the whole 7-8 course meal. It's just a chicken on a plate that's just like cut vertically and horizontally. Like it's just laying there and the back is all cut up, you know? And I'm like, I can't eat that.
I don't want my chicken to have anything to do with chickens.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I can't eat that. She's like, so it has to be processed into a nice like chicken breast. And I was like, yeah, it does. But it doesn't make any sense really, but yes, it does.
Yep.
Anyway, but I've done that 1,000. I mean, I've been through that. And some of it I can, there's some of the dishes that I can kind of eat, but the service is awful. They're rude. They don't like, it's amazing. They get, and I asked my wife, you know, 15 years ago, and I was like, what, why do you guys come here? She's like, oh, that's just how they are. Like you're the like annoying person that's come in to bother them, and you, they don't, I mean, they bring you food or whatever, but they don't, they're not nice. Like they just bring it and they don't talk to you. And I was like, all right. And it's still, it works because that's what they're used to. Like they don't care. You know, it's
weird. Good, they would only authentic assholery. That's good. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's basically the whole thing. And I went there and I was, like I said, I hadn't seen those people forever. And I just hadn't thought about like, oh, the different cousins and what were they doing and who was doing what or whatever. And I know my wife's brothers are still here, obviously, and they've grown up and they're, you know, they're normal and fine. I like hanging out with them and my wife's parents and stuff. But we get there, so we sit down, and there's two giant round tables, and the older people, like the grandma and somebody else, and her kids with their husband or wife were at that, you know, like the adult table. And so then I'm at a table with the other, my wife's brothers, my wife, my kids, and then whoever else is coming that has kids. I didn't even know anyone had any kids. And in rolls this, I can't even. What could only be described as the trashiest people I've ever shared a table with.
Wow.
And I'm trying not to be too judgmental, but it's not an opinion. They were like the worst people I've ever seen. And I remembered this kid who was my wife's cousin, who was just like a punk kid, you know, like a high school aged punk when I, last time I hung out with these people. And now he's like a 25-year-old. Just the worst human being I've ever met in my whole life. He has he just looks like I'm the worst person ever. And he has met some girl on Tinder, which I found out, which is not the worst thing.
No, that's how you do it these days.
Yeah, I guess. And they have two kids. They're not even, I mean, they're not married, but again, that's not a big deal. But they have two kids that they've had set up with phones the whole time. They're like one. Like a baby with a phone. Wow. And they're yelling at him the whole time. And I was like sitting there and, you know, my son is next to me and he's like a good, you know, pretty good kid. And the guy was just like, he was talking like we were at a strip club. Like we were hanging out like four or five adult men at a strip club. That's how his vocabulary was. And he was doing like the stoner laugh, like all the time. God. Wow. And he's dropping like F-bombs like left and right. You know, my daughter and my son are just like, it's a quiet restaurant. And he starts talking about to the other, my wife's brothers who are fine. They graduated college. They have jobs. One of them has a nice house. And this kid is from the Bay Area, I guess. That's where they grew up. And he's going on about how, Sacramento sucks and like the Bay Area is where you should be and telling them that they should, you know, all this advice about like, you don't sell your house, you should rent it, but you should, you know, get out of there and you should work at Google instead of wherever my brother-in-law is working here. It's a normal job. And talking about how they're settling and like just giving all this weird and talking about how Trump is doing all this stuff that's going to help them out. And it was like, I can't even remember a sentence that came out of his mouth that wasn't the most annoying thing I've ever heard in the last 10 years. And, so I was just like trying to eat my chicken feet and not get, you know, just
got a mouthful of chicken toast.
Yeah. Choked on my chicken but a couple times. But I was trying to just, all right, you know.
Please, some of us are trying to die of our food that we're eating right now. Can you please?
Yeah, it's very important to my wife that I show up, because if I don't show up, it's not like our culture, especially our family. We don't have to show up to anything, really. It wouldn't really matter. No one cares. But if I don't show up to this dinner, then my wife is basically like not married and her whole life is a sham. And like, that's how she,
but there's a guy who's not married.
I know, that doesn't matter. No, yeah. It doesn't matter. Well, actually it does matter. They all talk bad about him as soon as he leaves, but no one like when he's there, nobody does anything. No one, like, they invite him to the thing and like nobody's it to his face. Everyone's like super nice to him for some reason, which was making me really mad and uncomfortable. Because we would have just, if that person was in our family, they would never be invited to any. I mean, we barely invite anyone to anything anyway, but they would be dead to us instantly.
Yeah.
And so I was putting up with that for like 15 or 20 minutes. And then he said like some other thing, like, and used it like fucking something, like really loud, like right at his table. And I just left. I got up and I walked out of the restaurant and drove away. I just left.
Didn't even say anything.
I was like, all right, see you later.
You just left.
I just left, yeah. And I was like, my wife wasn't even mad. Like, later she was like, that was the worst, most embarrassing thing. And that was a piece. And I said, what does he do? You know, because the way he was talking, I was like, oh man, he must be like just killing it down there.
Yeah,
He lives in the Bay Area.
It's expensive to even live there.
We was talking about Bitcoin and, I invested in all this Bitcoin. And all,
well, that's, like, that crashed, so.
Yeah. He's like the ultimate know-it-all, giving advice, and his life is like, from what I could tell, it was like, that doesn't look like you're.
So what does he do?
So it turns out his mom and dad have a lot of money, I guess. They've made all these investments. And he barely got through some shitty school called Sacramento State. I've never heard of it. But this piece of shit college, Sacramento State. I wouldn't be caught dead on that campus. And he still lives in the Bay Area and doesn't work. Drives Uber occasionally, apparently. And his parents pay for his everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Jesus. And I was telling – so I got home early and I was just like, you know, and my wife got home and then the kids went to bed. And I was like, why do you invite those people? Like, what is the point of that? And, the best part was his mom didn't even show up. And I asked my wife, I go, where's his mom? Because we used to rent a house from her and she's kind of funny. And I like, you know, I hadn't seen her for a long time. He's like, oh, yeah, she couldn't make it. I was like, yeah, she was probably ashamed of it so much that she couldn't even show her face.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because I would like to have looked at her and been like, you did this. Like, this is – you should have to sit in your shame in front of this family that I'm now – I'm going to take on whatever Chinese shaming the part of the culture, and yeah. I want all of that.
Look, there's good – there's chicken feet, and then there's shaming. There's goods and bads to every culture, so.
And everyone, I guess later I was like, yeah, sorry. It was either I was going to kill him, like we were going to have to fight, I was going to have to stab him, or I was leaving. I couldn't.
Unbearable.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't fucking sit there for one more minute and listen to this bullshit. And like, I wanted to just grab my kids and be like, yeah, anyway, we have to go.
Yeah, I would have done that, actually.
Yeah, I should have done that, but yeah. I was like, fine, if you want to, whatever. Like, my wife's the one who, like, my kids can't watch anything.
Yeah.
If someone like does anything, she's like, oh, why are they watching this? Turn it off. And I was like, but they can sit at the table. And even being exposed to this person for 20 minutes probably negatively impacted their life forever.
Probably.
The rest of their lives. Yeah.
They may never be the same.
I was just thinking of how.
Oh, Kramer?
Like,
oh, he's the same.
Yeah. I can't remember being in a situation like that. And part of it's because I'm isolated up, you know, I moved away from all that and I've moved my family up to the safety of this snobby neighborhood I live in or whatever. But I haven't had to do that. Like, I haven't had to – do you ever have to sit at a table with somebody like that?
Yeah,
like,
I'm trying to think. It is
weird.
Interesting when it happens, when you're like just a total different world that you live in.
Yeah, it was like a totally different world. Yeah. And it's not – I'm not so much saying that I've – it's, you know, not that I'm that much better, but – I think 20 years ago or 15, 10 years ago, maybe I would have just – and if I didn't have kids, probably I would have just been like, you know, whatever, and laughed about it. But I just had a moment in my brain where I was like, I'm not going to be here. Like, there's nothing – there's literally no reason to even be there in the first place because pretty sure my wife's grandma doesn't give a shit that I'm there. Like, what is that doing for me? That I'm not eating the chicken feet. I'm you know.
Yeah, she has to see shaming you vomiting out perfectly good chicken feet. Barfing.
But I like waved at her as I was leaving. I was like, happy birthday. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. See you in 10 years.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, and it's I don't mind being around like a different kind of people or anything. It's just when someone's that big of a fucking asshole, it's kind of
It didn't have anything to do with the culture. All that stuff was a separate topic of just like I love that kind of stuff. Like it's fun just to see how other people, you know, how they live. Because
it's the best. I absolutely love did I tell any stories from hanging out with my Swedish friends and at a QED? I forget. Did I talk
about that? I have one Swedish friend who's the best person of all time.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it. And it's so I can't believe how well they speak English. Like, it's obvious. They just learn it early. You know, they learn that's what they do. But I'm still impressed all the time. Like, I'll be like, can I make this joke? You know, like, will this joke make sense? Will it translate? Whatever. And every time, 100% of the time, they get it. It's the weird. I don't even.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine knowing enough of a language to kind of get by, but it's not just that. Like, they fully understand English. Like, it's impressive every day to me. And, but just learning the different, what's different in different places is it's so fascinating to me. And it really, to me, it is the difference between our stupid parents and conservatives and everybody else, which is like the whole fake America is better than everybody else thing that we grew up with that, like, and you come to find out, like, yes, there's some amount of truth to the fact, you know, we have the highest GDP and that'll change eventually because Trump's ruining everything with stupid tariffs and the trade war and the fact that nobody wants to. Dude, actually, most depressing news I've seen recently is that nobody wants to come here to go to school anymore. So, like, all the smartest people are going to Canada and other countries because the U.S. sucks. Someday that will have an effect where we just won't be the place anymore that people care about culturally. But not quite yet. But anyway, so the point is
not because our school system is
universities, our higher education is still really good. Oh, you were saying costs $1 billion. I don't know. It might be. I think that's everywhere though. I think higher education. I'm not sure if that's part of it. Maybe the cost is part of it. But I also think people just don't want to be here, especially right now. But anyway, point is like. We grew up like our Fox News household was, and I'm not exaggerating this at all. Like our dad's view to this day is literally every other country on earth is an idiot. And America's the only smart country. And we do everything we do is right. And so we can like, am I exaggerating? Like, that's the attitude. Like everyone else is idiots and assholes and they're not backwards and whatever.
Yeah.
And like, there may be some points on which you could argue that America does stuff exceptionally well and all that, but like, it's just not when you start to realize like, oh no, there's just different places and they like to live differently and they have different cultural backgrounds and they, you know, like they don't care about making more money than anybody else. Like, you know what I mean?
It's yeah. That's all we care about.
A different thing. It's weird. Well,
I'm sure I've said this before too, but one thing I love about my wife's family is like, they don't, our family is very, not really you, I'm not, you know, saying you and I or whatever, but generally probably American families are all very like saying stuff is what we think matters. Like being nice is like saying this or, oh, I care about you. But we don't actually like do anything that would help at all. We just say stuff. And like her family's complete opposite. They don't even talk. Like they've never, I've never even heard them say a word.
That's kind of more like our family though.
Yeah. But the difference is, they actually like her dad, they live 40 minutes away. And I'll mention to my wife that like, oh yeah, the lawnmower broke or whatever. And he'll just be like the next day, he'll just show up with like a lawnmower for me. And like, I don't even ask him.
Wow.
And he'll like, when he's like 60 something now, but the last time we moved, he some reason came and helped me do the whole move and like killed himself. I know, Lydia's family's like that too, but
that's true. Yeah. I think it's just our family's assholes. I'm pretty sure.
Like, yeah. A lot of families, I think. Yeah. I don't know. It's easy to say stuff, but they'll do anything for you.
And yeah.
Like, no, it doesn't across as being caring though. Cause they'll just do it and not say it.
They'll just have an angry mouthful of fish or,
no, they're not. Yeah. Now, they're not angry. They just like show up and do whatever it is that you
like it's need part of their job or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't that's say like, oh, I'm glad I could help you. And
I'm they're so not trying to extract an emotional toll from you or.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's they very, just show up and do it. Interesting.
and then leave. And then, like, anytime I have ever needed anything that they could do for me, they just do it without me even having to ask them. Yeah. You know, they watch our kids all the time and never want any money or, you know, like all that kind of stuff. That's really nice, but it's, you know, there's,
yeah, it's pretty crazy. One thing that we have done, not quite in that direction, but Lydia and I decided early on when we, probably when we had our first anything, maybe it was the wedding or whatever, when we had our first thing of like, oh, this is important to us that people come do this. And, you know, we realized like how important it was to us. We made a pledge, like we will go to anyone's anything, anytime. Like I'm never complaining again about going to somebody. If it's a, you know, if it's a, any sort of life event, you know, baby shower, wedding, something, whatever, we'll drove down, you know, we drove 6 hours to, or whatever it was. It was a surprising amount. 4 hours. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Where was it? Santa, crap. I can't remember. Longer drive than I realized, you know, it's like most of the way to LA. And it's like, we drove there for a day to do a wedding. And it's like, yeah, it's, I realized that our upbringing with our dad was anything is too hard. Like there's no,
oh yeah,
no thing is too much of a pain for our dad, or, you know, what am I trying to say? It's like, nothing is too little of a thing to be too much of a pain in the ass for our dad. Like it could be that there's a wedding. I was going to say a wedding. He wouldn't go to a wedding. It could be that there's like the most important family event ever is 3 feet away from him in another room. He can't go. That's literally true.
Yeah.
But so when we started realizing, like, oh, this stuff is really important to us. And, you know, everyone who showed up, it meant a lot to us, and everyone who, you know, kind of had some bullshit excuse, it kind of hurt our feelings. If they had a real excuse and whatever, a real reason they couldn't be there. But there are people where it's like, all right, this is not real. And it just, we realized like, we're not going to be those people, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of along those lines of like, we'll just go. Like, we'll just, I'm not going to try to make a big deal of like, oh, we can't, you know, oh, you know, it's hard for us to get down. Oh, whatever. Like, we'll be there, whatever.
Yep. God, what was I going to say? You reminded me of something. Oh, since I'm pretty much done with that, you reminded me of the greatest dad tactic along those lines, which not just like you don't go. Here's the playbook. I don't know if
I'm sure I'll know once you say it, but I'm not.
Yeah. Totally especially sure. Because our mom, after, 10, 15 years ago, when she started just talking shit about him openly, she would laugh about what he does. So this is what he does. If there's an event, like, it has to be kind of further out, I guess. But, like, if there's something that you're supposed to go to that, as the two of them are, like, you know, you and your wife and me and my wife, you know, you say, oh, this thing's coming up in a month or whatever. Okay, yeah. And leading up to it, what you do is you've – especially, like, maybe the day or two before, you pick a fight with your – and then you blame the not going on that. Like, you create some sort of argument. And then you're like, well, fine, I'm not going to the fucking thing then because you're an asshole and we're not, you know, we're not getting along.
A
like,
fake fight. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you make up a fight on purpose. I don't think he did that thinking like, I'm going to make up a fight. I think he's mad.
Yeah, it might not even be like a conscious thing.
No, yeah, I don't think so. But it's like he was worried or, you know, really, really didn't want to go and it was stressing him out, which would make him difficult. And then, you know, an argument would happen or whatever. But he would make an excuse to – so it's not really him not wanting to go to the thing. It's that, you know, so you were a jerk or we're – you know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what you do. I know because I've done it myself many times. Not so much anymore.
I have this commercial I wanted to do. I think we did one last week, didn't we? We could start doing that more again as long as I see him. I don't see him that often, but – sports season, football and hockey. Here's one I keep seeing, and I can't fucking believe what I'm even hearing. Like, you'll know it. You've seen it, I'm sure. But it starts off fine. And then, I'll just play it. Here we go. Here's this commercial. We got a, maybe it'll be self-explanatory.
Alexa, dim the lights.
Okay.
Oh, no, 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 no. Dad, I need your help.
What have you done?
Burnt the duck.
That's a duck? What do you have in that cabinet?
Some spaghetti.
Okay, chop up some garlic. Your mom cooked duck for me once.
Did she burn it?
Of course she did.
Of course she did.
Now it's beautiful. There you go.
How do I look?
Perfect.
Thanks, Dad.
What's his name?
Dad. Alexa, hang up.
So that
is unbelievable. Like it starts off fine. The whole thing is, it kind of tries to do a fake out with like the dads in the same room, you know, like, oh, dad, I need your help. I'm cooking, whatever, blah. And, you know, it's sort of trying to fake you out like they're in the same room. And then, of course, it's revealed that, no, they're actually communicating via our all new Amazon Echo Show, I guess is what it's called.
Okay.
Which is, okay, fine. That's all fine. Totally fine with that concept for a commercial. You know, like it's, yeah, you know, it's seemed totally good pitch. And then after the dad saves her ass with helping her with his cooking, he has the gall. Yeah. To say, what's his name? Totally innocent, nothing quite. Like, and she answers as though he asked, like, so what sexual position are you guys going to be utilizing tonight? Any, give me some detail. You know, she's like, dad, what the fuck are you talking? She clearly lives on her own. This isn't like a 15-year-old, you know, like, oh, dad, like a weird kid thing. Like, this is. And when she hangs, furthermore, she says, dad, Alexa, hang up, like fucking hangs up on his old helpful ass.
Doesn't even say bye or anything.
Yeah. Ungrateful little shit. She like, that's not an, what the fuck is this commercial? That's not an out of bounds question. What's his name? Oh, his name is Sam. And it turns like after she hangs up, I was going to say she hangs up and then the screen shows her calendar, which says dinner with Sam. Like, I'll help you. The answer is, oh, his name's Sam. Thanks for the help, dad. Catch you later. Like, that's, what the fuck is, am I crazy? Like this, my answer if I were the dad would be, oh, okay, fuck you. I'm never helping you again with anything. And I'm not giving you any money. You're not welcome in my home. And, you'll just let me know when you turn into not a fucking asshole. See ya. Bye.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, dad, I was only using you for exactly what I need and then no more than that.
Again, if he was just some weirdo creep and was like, hey, so you guys gonna, you know, get free, like, that's how she answers. Like, it was like, whoa, dad, okay, hang on.
He should have asked, like, is he good looking or something? You know, like, like, really bad, but something that would be like, dad, that's not, you know, that's.
Yeah, and she could have laughed it off a little more. That so it's like, dad, you know, no, but she doesn't, listen to this fucking thing. Like, I got to play this again.
Alexa, hang up.
Oh, hold on.
Dad. Alexa, hang up.
Like, what? Bum, 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 bum. Yeah.
Love the music. What is that mood supposed to be like?
I don't know. Yeah.
Fuck, you're stupid, maybe, dad.
Maybe the sound guy was like, is this really what they're fucking doing? I gotta try to spice the, you know, lighten this up a little bit. Yeah.
It should have that little rubber thing they do that does the like,
like that little thing. Or
yeah, I love that. That doesn't get used.
What are you
enough.
Talking about? You know, the trumpet with a mute? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, when it does the, you know, the, you know, all the crazy noises you can do with that.
Like the wah, 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 like that one?
No, you know, that's the mute. Well, maybe that does.
That's the trumpet
that.
With a mute. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what you're talking about, I guess.
Well, you can use it for more than just that one thing.
No, when you have a mute or a trumpet, you only can do wah, 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 wah. That's all you can do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one. It's the rule.
I thought you could do other stuff.
When you buy the mute from like the music shop, the guy's like, you know, you can only do one thing.
Yes.
I can give you this, but you can only do wah, 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 wah. Like, nah, I know, please.
You can hold the end thing as long as you want. You could do
that's where you're allowed to go a little, you know, you could go a little off book there.
Embellish,
Yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about, but it's probably the same thing. But anyway, this would, if someday Phoebe did that, I'd be like, all right, well, let me know when you're done taking your asshole pills or when you, it's the opposite. Do you take asshole pills to be an asshole or to not
be? I didn't even know anything about asshole pills without even being a saying. Never heard that.
Oh, looks like you took your asshole pills today. Right? That's what I would say.
Yeah, accidentally took the asshole pills instead of your.
Seriously, I would not be talking to my daughter until she fully apologized and realized she was being a fucking dick.
Yeah, totally uses him. for this amazing recipe.
He can't know the information that is the name of the person she's cooking dinner. What is it? A secret? Like what does he think's going on?
Maybe we'll find the answer to that if we play the song at the end one more time. Like maybe that'll give us some clue as to like what the mood is.
Okay, definitely.
Let's I want to hear it again.
It's just that little riff. Like there's not a little tiny flourish. There's nothing more to it.
It's so funny how, in a serious note, so to speak, how music makes like, you know, could make that feel totally different. Like if it had different music that was kind of like darker or whatever, it could be like, oh, shit, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Like she just, her dad, and that was the end of their relationship. Like they're they're estranged forever, probably.
Which, again, is what should happen.
Right. If they had the right music with it, then I'm saying it would be.
Then it just shows the dad's still on the screen. He's just like crying.
Like, yeah. But okay. Because it has that zany trumpety thing, it's like, oh, all is forgiven. Yeah, kids.
So
kids
weird.
Will be kids.
Like you said, it should be more of a joke, not what's his name. Can't even know his name. Sorry. God.
Yeah. That reminds me of, the commercial that's been annoying the shit out of me, but it's.
Can we do it as a bonus? We're kind of.
Yeah, but it's really visual dependent. That's the whole thing. But anyways. Yeah, we do need to do a boner, though.
Yeah, we got to do some boner. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thanks to our group again. Saba for doing those reviews. We're enjoying it. Following along. And join up on that group, facebook.com/group/weaselstronghold. It's got something like a million members. And join up on the Patreon, patreon.com/shoeshine, to hear the bonus extra for this week. If not, fine. I guess we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.